Hei, Martinius fra Gitarpodden her. Vi var så heldige å få en prat med Rob Chapman fra Chapman Guitars under Larvik Gitarfestival. Og det var et ganske interessant intervju, fordi litt sånn halvveis der så var det sånn at bandet, resten av bandet kom inn og ble med på intervjuet. Det veldig, veldig hyggelig, og vi synes det var utrolig gøy. Men vi har valgt å klippe bort akkurat den delen for selve podcasten. Men ikke vær redd, fordi du kan finne det i sin helhet på YouTube, med video og alt. Så her da vår lille prat med Rob Chapman, og det han har å si om sine gitarer som han hadde med til Larvik. God lytt!
Your Chapman guitar is lying there.
It is, yes.
Yeah? Could we do a little rundown, chat about it?
Standard.
Ooh, maybe we should.
It's actually
adjust the camera a bit.
Yeah.
It's one of the cheapest guitars that I make, and I really just wanted to.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, just take it on tour and see what it was like on the road and
yeah,
check it out, get it covered in various fluids. Some fluids. I swapped out the pickups and put a couple of pickups in there that I really like using.
Nice. What kind of pickups are in it?
They are from a pickup brand called Guitarmery.
Okay.
Which I own.
Ah, cool.
I should say that in case I get accused of trying to sell stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I
partly own a pickup company as well, Guitarmery. So these are American handmade Zebra humbuckers.
Nice.
Ceramics.
Cool.
And yeah, it's other than that, it's just a stock Chapman ML2 standard made in Indonesia.
Nice. And like the hardware, is it...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, of course. It's not software.
it's all...
Is it like anything... Is everything produced like under brands you own? Or is it like some of it are Hipshot hardware or anything?
On this particular model, none of it is brand stuff. So it's mm-hmm. Chapman tuners, Chapman hardtail.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Made cool. By various companies in Korea or Indonesia that would make those parts of guitars.
Mm. But on the higher end models.
Yeah, then they are Hipshot,
yeah.
Seymour Duncan, that kind of thing.
Mm. Cool. Nice. And
thank
it stood, and it stood the test of... liquid
yeah.
Yes, yeah, and mud and snow.
I've actually played this at a couple of gigs now. I played it in Bay Street live. We did the charity gig.
Yeah, you took it up to Greece.
Yeah, I took it to Greece as well, you're right, yeah.
Just give it, give
I don't
it a
know
spin,
why,
yeah.
I've taken this one around a lot, I just can't.
Yeah, so it has a little cutaway.
Yeah.
It's not your typical
I have
spot,
the option
yeah.
of taking expensive guitars if I want to. I just like taking cheaper, fun ones as well.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You've got permission, but please, can I take this off?
Yes.
Okay, you will now see the official unpeeling of the toggle switch cover.
Oh! Yeah!
You saw it first here. Amazing.
So
yeah, but it's cool. It's important to like road test also the cheaper line instruments so you actually can see how they hold up.
Yeah, I suppose I don't really see it as a cheaper guitar. It's just another guitar.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's got my name on the headstock.
Yeah.
I have hundreds of guitars. I'm generally in love with whichever guitar I have sent to me next.
Mm.
Whether it's a prototype or you know, a production model.
Yeah, cool.
This is just one of the most recent production models that I had around.
Is it like standard scale?
Yep.
Scale length, everything?
Yeah.
There's 24
nothing
frets.
Special at all about this guitar. It is just a single cut from Chapman Guitars made in Indonesia.
Yeah, but sometimes that's all you need.
But it's really good. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, yeah, of course. But by the way, the like infinity symbol thing on the 12th fret hasn't it been like that always with the Chapman guitars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since day one.
Because I've seen, of course, and I like remember this brand from where it started and early Andertons.
Yes. It was a bit smaller to begin with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this has been here all along.
Yeah, that was a mistake because you can't copyright an Infinity Symphony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a mathematical...
But that also means that you can use it and continue to use it.
I can always use it, but anyone else can use it too. So there are lots of brands that now use this symbol.
Tens?
10 to 52.
Ah. Yeah. Oh. Is it in drop down?
Yeah. Drop D.
Cool, yeah.
So you don't play it and think,
sounds,
oh, it's an affordable guitar, do you?
It feels tight.
Oh, well, I like it tight.
Yeah. Cool. Comfortable neck. Is it like C?
It's like a modern C.
Modern C, yeah.
Yeah.
And also satin finish on the neck. That's good.
We're unveiling.
Yeah, and we see a Chapman Guitars logo here on the tuning pegs here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're unveiling Indonesia. Quite a lot of guitars at the NAMM show.
Yeah. It says
in California.
Don't throw it into trash. It says like a trash can and a cross over it.
Yes, don't throw it in the bin. We have to put that. It's a legal thing you need to put.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't throw guitars in the bin. They can be they can be recycled or given
it's
to
illegal
someone
to throw guitars away.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like at all.
Is like in the splits or anything? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool, on both?
Yep.
Personality. Nice. Yeah, it's really comfortable. Comfortable to
play. Thanks.
What's the sale price, retail price?
I don't know what it is in Norway.
Or
any other
England
country.
Yeah.
I'll be
probably
honest
more in Norway because of our taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really deal with that aspect of my company. I deal with the designing, the marketing.
Yeah.
But the reason is we sell these all over the planet and they map it differently in every country.
Yeah, of course.
Depending on the way they have it, even state by state. So it's I could look it up though. Oh, thank you, Pete.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Evanstad Music, 8.5. Yeah, Evanstad Music in Stathelle. It's not really that far from here.
8,700
Kronos. Kronos. Yeah, Kronos. So what's the pound at now?
I think it's like 1,000 euro.
It's got to be less.
I think it's the pound is now euros.
£1
10
is maybe like 10, 12 kronos something.
850 euros.
Okay, so about...
What is it, euros, dude?
700.
About 800.
Yeah.
£850 something.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Cool.
750 euros.
750
euros.
Euros.
Yeah, okay.
And
nice. Will you try it? Check it out.
My turn to try. We just need to switch some cameras and some microphones here. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Well, that's nice to know that we actually have a Norwegian dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been working with Evanstad for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're a great guy. In fact, they were one of the first retailers to come on board.
Evanstad?
From a long time ago, yeah.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always knew that since, like, Andertons is so close, it's also easy to just buy from Andertons.
Yes.
And make them ship it over.
That's true.
Yeah. Then we have Evanstad as well.
This man has hands like Paul Gilbert.
Yeah, long skin fingers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, this feels nice.
Thanks, dude.
It does.
Everybody watching.
Almost running out of battery, so the camera gets some spare time. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool demo.
Maybe I should get myself one of these.
Well, you're more than welcome to. But don't feel like you have to. How many guitars do you own?
Not a lot. Three.
It's a really small number for a guitarist.
Yeah, it is. But I have one Strat and one SG.
Uh-huh.
Gibson SG and a Martin.
Do you have a Tele?
Strat, Fender Strat.
Well, that's the one you're missing. You need a T-Type.
Yeah. And a Telecaster.
So I need to save a lot of money.
So my friend Pete has a brand new guitar from Chapman Guitars, which is pretty special. Woo! This is the Pete Honoré signature model, the DPT, custom made in England.
Cool.
Jeg må nesten få en liten film av det også. Jeg filmer
litt så høy som det er. Veldig lite igjen.
So well, we can't call it that. Because we'll get sued.
Yeah.
It is a T-Type.
Slur that. Yeah, this is a T-Type that
it's the DPT from Chapman Guitars. The Danish Pete T-Type signature model. This one is handmade in England.
I'm so bad at demoing guitars.
What's that pickup?
I feel like the...
That's the Monty's pickups.
Yes, yeah.
That's just a Telecaster, standard Telecaster pickup.
Yeah, nice.
That looks different.
So this is a brand new model?
Yes. This is prototype number 2. Mm-hmm. It's made in England by hand. But there will also be a Far Eastern version as well, made in Korea, possibly. Retailing for a bit under $1,000. This one is a lot more expensive because it's handmade in England.
Yeah, of course.
Nitro? Lacquer?
Yeah.
Yeah. See that? Is that started to like...
What's it called in English?
Crackle? Yeah.
Like bacon.
Nice. It has like a deep butterscotch color. Classic Tele combination with the black guard. Cool.
And that pick guard was actually designed by Pete's daughter.
Ah, cool.
Pete, you want to talk about it if I pass you a mic?
You know the story.
Well, I know some of the story.
Please tell.
Pete is an absolute legend. And yeah, we basically said, please, can we make you a guitar? And he was like, okay. And I said, could you make anything you would like? And so... what Pete wanted to make was this. It's taken a long time because Pete is quite specific with what he wanted. Okay. And so we've gone through a few iterations, a few design tweaks, changes, chops and changes from a prototype that was too lightweight to this one. All of the body contours are specific to Pete's requirement. The neck is exactly the same as a guitar that Pete already owns. We had it laser scanned,
mm-hmm.
And pick up some Montes, specific to Pete as well. Everything it's made from tree wood.
Yeah.
Tree wood. Amazing.
Swap.
Yeah. Each fret has been hand touched by Pete.
What was it like?
Bone nut. Nice. Retro with nylon tuning pads.
Yeah, that's right. Super retro.
Is it? Yeah, Cluson Deluxe Tuners, made in England. Also, don't throw this in the bin. Again. Cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to throw it in the bin. It's a few thousand pounds worth of handcrafted wooden joy.
Where do you make them?
England.
Where in England?
So at the moment, these are being made through a company called PJD. But that may change. We call it the workshop series because we're using workshops. So, for example, we might choose to make some guitars in America or some in Nepal or some wherever. Wherever there is a workshop with a particularly good luthier, we would want to work with them to make something that Chapman wants to create. And we would choose a workshop that really was good at making something that we wanted to collaborate on. So the workshop series isn't just for English guitars, it's for guitars anywhere. But this current model is being made in England.
Amazing. Of course, we don't have it plugged into an amplifier at the moment, but...
It's too much power if you plug it in. Yeah, you can't...
It still sounds good, though.
Can't handle that much internet power.
You can't hear the tone wood as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's comfortable. A little more beefy than the other Chapman guitar. Is it like more a older C, maybe D shape, or what is it?
Yes. Well, that's the
grab a mic.
The purple Telecaster that I've got that this is modeled on.
Yeah.
Was made, well, there's three of them that was made for Frankfurt Messe in Germany in 2014. And it's like, it's an enigma of a guitar because, Fender's comes with a serial number and they come with the travel sheet from the factory. So everything is written down, neck shape, neck profile, pickups, everything. So when I started playing my purple Telecaster on Anderson's TV, the people wanted to buy one, so we went to Fender and said, can you make, just here's the serial number, just make somebody's guitars. But it wasn't exactly the same as the guitar that I had, so that's why it's a bit of an enigma. So I think the neck is not a 50s neck because it's not that thick. Some people say that it's actually a 53 neck profile. So which is neither no caster chunk or the 51 chunky neck. It's not that chunky, it's not a 60s either, because 60s is cut slimmer. It's not a 59, because the 59 was the Johnny English style, which has got wider shoulders on it. So the shoulders are wider like that, and it's not a V neck. So people seem to think that it's a 53 neck, but again, nobody knows. So that's why it's like everybody plays the guitar, is really comfortable.
Yeah.
Keeps wanting to play it a lot, and it's nice, and it's not too chunky, it's not too thin.
Yeah, it feels really similar to a Telecaster that I own. It's an American original 60s.
Yeah.
It's not like exactly the same, but it's...
Slightly bigger, right? It's slightly fatter, which is
still very rounded, so it's really comfortable and dense.
Yeah. So we just scanned the neck of the one I have, because that's, and the point, I wanted to create the guitar, so when I looked up, I could still, it felt like I was playing, my go-to first Telecaster, I still feel like I'm playing it, and that's, we achieved that with some little extra bits and pieces. It's good.
Yeah, this is like the same in tune bridge. I think those are on the Josh Smith models from Ibanez.
Yeah,
as well.
It's still a prototype, so I'm still experimenting with stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
So I've got some Wilkinson stuff on it. That's Wilkinson saddles, Wilkinson tuners. I just like to put different things on and see what it does to the guitar.
Yeah.
Because every little thing makes a difference. Not a big of a difference, but it makes a little difference.
Yeah,
and if you can
have
little differences everywhere, then you can make a big difference.
Yeah, of course.
So
it piles up.
Everything is just good old R&D.
And it's great to get it out and play it out as well. It sounds great, feels great. And
the first time Pete and I have ever played live.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you have been working together for years.
For 10 years or something. We maybe we've jammed a little bit, but never let's go and do something. So it's quite cool.
Sexual.
Here you go.
It felt sexual.
Yeah.
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 Pressured into
sex
with me. Sexy Honore. That's what everybody.
What kind of pickups are in this?
That's the Montes. I've got a signature set with Montes.
Montes pickups.
Montes are a brand in the UK that hand makes pickups. And
okay.
Because again, the pickups that was in my Telecaster was supposed to be a Nocaster and a twisted Tele. So a Nocaster and a Brits, and in the neck there was supposed to be a twisted Tele.
Yeah.
And people wanted to buy them, but because you can only get them if you buy a custom shop guitar and you order it like that. But the pickups in it weren't that. So I got. Okay. So we went to Monty's and said, "Can you copy these pickups?" And he went, "That's not the, that's not a no-caster, and that's not a completely different, you know, the winding and whatever, yeah, you know, the measurements. What it wasn't what they were supposed to." So we created that set.
Cool.
So that's So it's a little bit of a melting pot.
Yeah, but this is like now in production signature set.
So that, so you can buy that set for to put in your Telecaster if you have one as well. Yeah. So,
amazing.
Cool.
DP51.
DP51. Check them out, people.
T.
Yeah. Okay. T. Yeah, of course.
Telecaster. For
T
style. Sorry.
T style.
For T style. Don't shoot it.
Don't get a suit.
Yeah, don't get.
Just before you know it, the Fender agent is coming inside the room with the.
They have microphones placed all around.
Yeah.
Typical Fender. Typical Fender. Always watching us. Yeah. Our every move.
Thanks for the chat.
You are absolutely welcome. Thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Initially, and thanks for having.
Well, of course.
For suddenly showing up.
Thank you for letting us let our drummer talk.
Yeah,
because it's
yeah, he's still
super
he's still
important.
Here.
Everybody support drummers.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, I had absolutely no idea what I walked into, and then at a certain point, someone said, "This is a guitar podcast," and I'm like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong room.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong room.
Ah, never the wrong room. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
Get up on out.